So before I start the show today, I just want to acknowledge everybody out there who's been supporting the show, you know, liking, sharing, reposting, throwing the show up in your stories. I appreciate it, man, because without y'all, this show wouldn't be growing the way it's been growing, man. I'm really excited about, you know, what I'm seeing, and I'm excited about the fact that, you know, y'all are really finding some value in the show. And, you know, I really appreciate it, you know, so I just want to give a little roll call, a little shout out to a few folks, man. King Dean out in Philly, Truck Motivation in the T.O., Jada Truck and Empire in the T.O., Chris Lee TV, DSX Trucking, underscore one, Mina. I'm throwing Instagram handles out there. I can't say all the names. Carl Stewart Jr., Precious Ava, Max Sicario 58, Coach Mo, Dre 1 Double L, Pull Up Bar Master, The Trucking Consultant, Frontline Rock, On Site, Double Underscore RN, Sims Wills, Raider Roadrunner, Big Head Lap 2017, Hood Estates, you know, and it's many, many more, man. And, you know, if I miss you, I apologize, but just know I see you. I appreciate it, you know, and I just wanted to take the time to let y'all know I love y'all and, you know, just keep on, you know, keep on supporting the show. And, you know, I'm gonna keep on doing my best to bring y'all value and keep on bringing y'all good content and keep it rocking. You feel me? All right, y'all. So let's get the show started. Love y'all. Take care. What's up, y'all? This is Rommel Watley, and welcome to Truckin' Hustle, the podcast for trucking entrepreneurs. If you want to learn about the trucking industry from the business side of things, you're in the right place. Every week, I interview the people who are making it happen on a daily basis. I get them to share their successes, their failures, and sometimes even their secrets. The goal is to show you how you too can create financial freedom in the booming trucking industry. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. On today's show, we talk to James Boyd. James is the owner of Power Push Weight LLC. James talks about his business, the ups and downs, and the motivation behind his company name, Power Push Weight. James also talks about his first love, car hauling, and gives us a crash course on the do's and the don'ts. Then, as always, we get a little deeper. James gives us some insight into his personal life, his upbringing, we talk about fatherhood, and then James lets us know why he doesn't have a five-year plan. So put your ears on, and if you smell something burning, it's only your desire. Cue the intro. Turn my mic up. Take it there. On the road to the riches, life takes a toll like bridges. Good friends become foes and snitches. Better watch who knows in your business. All right, well let's get into it, man. First, I really appreciate you still, you know, doing the show with everything going on, you know, in your personal business and all that, man. Because I know, you know, that takes a toll on you.
Nah, it's all good, bro. You
know, yeah, no doubt.
That's what we out here for, right?
That's a fact. So I was talking to Drill Sergeant, and Drill Sergeant said you the man to talk to, man. He said you the real deal, man. So he connected me. What's y'all relationship? What's y'all relationship?
It's my pops, man.
Oh, that's your pops. Okay. Now here's the thing. He said that's my son, but you know, I didn't know if, like, you know what I'm saying, like he was just saying, like,
oh yeah, no,
mentor.
Nah, that's my pops. Like,
okay, that's your pops. All right, that's what's up.
He's been tagging me on your stuff, but I've been so busy, man.
I ain't getting
a chance to really listen now, so that's apologies on that.
Nah, it's all good.
Check it out.
It's all good. Well, that already kind of gives me an idea to kind of cut the kind of cloth you cut from. You know what I'm saying? Cause your pops, you know, he's that dude, man. He's been getting a lot of good responses, man. He definitely lit it up when he was on here.
Oh yeah. I'm pretty sure he gave you the real.
Yeah, for sure. So how long you been driving?
I'm going on 11 years, June.
Okay.
Next year, yeah.
So tell me about how you got into the game, man. Like, you know, tell me about growing up, all that. Like, what got you into this business?
From the beginning.
Yeah, from the beginning.
My grandfather, that's my pop's father. He drove. He had a couple trucks. Then My pops, of course, you know
Right.
what I'm saying? And then one of my mom's boyfriends named Chuck. Yeah, my pops might not like to hear that, but yeah,
I
one of my mom's boyfriends, Chuck, he used to drive too, and so I, you know, I used to ride with all of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got the itch from there.
Okay.
But my pops don't even notice, so I'm about to give you a secret.
Right. Okay. Exclusive, exclusive. Let's go.
Yeah. So my pops used to park his trucks in the back. We used to live in Irvington.
Okay.
So he used to have a couple of little Spanish dudes that used to drive his trucks that couldn't park. So I used to just tell them, leave right there, leave right there. Now, mind
Right.
you, I don't know nothing about driving, bro.
Right.
At the time, I'm probably like, man, I don't even know, probably like 11 or 12.
Okay.
I'm jamming the hell out of the gears, bro. I'm trying to park the truck right and all that behind the house. So I used to sneak in the back, start it up, play with it, press buttons, you know what I'm saying? But it all started from then, man. And ever since then, it was either for me, I was into football. Football was first. Trucking was always my backup plan since I was young. You know, football worked his way out. Then I had my son when I was 19. From there, you know, everybody do the little street life, but that's you know, whatever.
All right.
Then I got my license, you know what I'm saying? And the funny part is I started driving at night. Nobody really knew what I was doing. So in the
Okay.
daytime, I was always out and about, you know, what's up with everybody, this and that.
Yeah.
And I would go drive at night or on the weekends.
Okay.
So
So how you doing that? Like you driving, somebody got a truck, they you just driving their truck or
So what happened was when I got my L's, dude gave me a shot. I kept it real with him. I'm like, look, I'm just driving. I got a driving background, you know, family, whatever, blah, blah, blah. He's like, look, I'll give you a start. Gave me a start. And, you know, I took it from there. But in the trucking game, it's either you got it or you don't. You know what I'm saying? If it's either your niche or it's not.
Yeah, it's a
So
fact.
I already knew when I was young, this is what I was gonna do if football didn't go through, you know what I'm saying? So I took that opportunity to tear that man's truck up. You know what I'm saying? Just gonna keep it real. I took the opportunity to tear that man's truck up. And after that, I'm like, look, I seen the money I was making for him. I was like, all right, I ain't trying to do this no more. I want my own. You know what I mean? Then I started car hauling. So really, I'm a car hauler at heart. I'm in disguise right now doing freight.
So hold on 1 second. So your first job was that you got hired as a car hauler doing
No,
car
no,
hauling,
I was
started a
doing freight.
business
Yeah, I was
doing
doing
car.
freight.
Oh, you did
Yeah, I was
freight
doing
first.
freight.
All right, well, but check it out. I want to just touch on something which is funny. You're gonna bug out, right? You didn't hear the interview with your pops yet, right?
No.
All right, so in the interview, your pops tells a story about when he was 13, he was working for his pops
Oh yeah, it's 14.
as a yard jockey. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Drive when he was 13. So that's crazy how you was doing the same thing at almost the same exact age. That's bugged out, man.
He ain't no man. We
Yeah,
just me and my brothers, we'd be in the backyard tearing his, you know, tearing all his stuff up, yo. You know what I'm saying?
that's crazy. That's crazy. History repeats itself. You know what I'm saying? Like the same exact story. But go ahead.
He'll have a frown on his face, like, yo, y'all was in the truck? I'm like, nah, man, we went back there. We went back there.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. All right,
Man.
so you said you started car hauling.
Yeah, started car hauling
All right.
for Jaguar Towing out of Newark. And I caught on to it right away because I was always the car guy.
Yeah.
So it was basically show me how to do it, and I got it from here. You know what I'm saying? We had a contract with Supreme. So basically I was running from Philly, all Connecticut, back to Philly, back up to Mass, back to Philly, some out of Newark. So I got that niche. And I went to go try to do like a little lease purchase joint on my
Okay.
own.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't really a lease purchase. Dude basically honed the loan I was paying on it. Rocked out for about a year with that.
With the car hauling.
Yeah, okay. Motor Blue.
Okay.
So that was basically in for there. So basically.
But hold on real quick. Say right there. So with the car hauling, everybody always talks about how all the money is in car hauling. I don't know much about it. Talk to me about a little about car, because I haven't had anybody on here talk about car hauling yet. Give me a little bit of insight to the car hauling game.
All right. Well, some people might not like what I say.
Okay. Keep it real. Yeah. But
car hauling is real trucking.
Okay.
No ifs or buts.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Everything's physical.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You loading the truck, you strapping it down, you're responsible for everything, like flatbedding. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's cars. You know what I'm saying? You got a 5,000-pound car over your head.
Right.
And before e-logs kicked in, we got busy.
Mm.
So it was basically load and go.
Right.
Because you ain't making no money as long as the cars is on the truck. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So you
right.
grab cars, get them to the dealer. If they did STI drops, night drops, you drop them, keep it moving if you could. If not, you know, you sleep for about 2-3 hours.
Okay.
Get back up and then keep repeating the stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But the money is definitely in car hauling. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely there. But I got to keep it real too. Car hauling is politics, man.
Mm.
It's who you know, and they will shun you out. They will shun you out.
Talk about that some more. Like, what do you mean by politics? Like, what do you mean?
All right. It's all on contracts.
Okay. Right? Okay.
Footwork. You got snowbirds going up and down from Florida, Maine, Cali, you know, Chicago. So it's basically, that's a doggy dog world. Who you know and what contracts they got and if they like you or not.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, too, you got to remember, if you're nice, you a threat. You know what I'm saying? So I could step back. Like, I can basically call anybody right now, and probably 80% of the time, they'll give me a job.
Right.
Knowing I own a company.
Right.
But me driving for them, I'm not no threat because I'm working for them.
Mm.
But if I go buy a car hauler, call them the same way, I can see what I could do.
Wow.
I'm a threat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're a threat.
Right.
But that's for anything.
So is it, there's not a lot of jobs out there? Not a, like,
no, what? No. The work is there.
Okay.
The work is there. But when car hauling is, it's all about, you know, bidding.
Okay.
I'm saying the best bid wins.
Okay.
But when they bid, whoever wins the bid, they're going to suck up all that work.
Okay.
And they're going to pick and choose who they're going to give it to.
Gotcha. You know, so what do you bid on, like a lane? You bid,
yeah,
on,
they
a bid
on lane. They bid on lanes. They bid on like for the new car contracts. It depends on where they at. Like Greer, you got the ports in Georgia. Where else? You got Newark by Port Newark. Where Nissan? What else was in there? Nissan, Ferrari, all the high ends in there. You got Rhode Island. So basically, you know, all the ports, you got that. Then right. all the private accounts, you know what I'm saying? You basically work around town, you get snowbirds or just little moves here and there, little dealerships here and there, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's basically it. Just basically you want to mop up most of the dealerships you can, you know what I'm saying? Because the dealerships was gonna keep you busy. But then when snowbird season, that's when everybody wanna, you know, bandwagon jump on. That's where the money at, you know what I mean?
Okay, explain that. What's snowbird? What's snowbird season? Get into that. What's that mean?
Snowbirds is snowbirds is basically, you know, the elder people. They can have homes up here. They don't want to be in snow, so they have homes down in Florida. All nice weather.
Oh, okay.
So they just travel back and forth like birds. That's why you call them snowbirds.
Right, they fly south for the winter.
Yeah. So when it's wintertime up here, they go down there. Then when the bass, you know, weather go down there, they come back. So,
got you.
You know, twice a year.
Okay. So you're moving their vehicles for them.
Mm-hmm.
Got you, yep. got you.
And that's where, you know, that's where them, but that's where your skill and you got to get it in. So basically you can load 10 cars, 9 cars. Now, mind you, they throwing clothes, dressers, where I hadn't seen it all in cars. It's heavy. You
know right.
Truck could be 89,000 pounds. Now you go to Florida with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
So
that'd be a backward bandit.
So what's more profitable, like the snowbird stuff or like the dealership stuff, like where
snowbird,
is
snow? Well, everybody knows the money's in snowbirds.
Okay.
Everybody knows that. That's in car hauling.
Okay.
New cars don't pay nothing. Keep it real.
New cars don't pay nothing. Really?
It don't pay nothing. Nah.
Okay.
New cars, they'll want to pay you like $125 a car. You take it 600 miles. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. And there's a lot of liability in the new cars too, right?
Yep.
Is it more liability than the snowbirds or like the same pretty much?
It's the same. It's all the same. Because, right. Snowbirds is more, you're actually dealing with the actual customer.
With the customer, right.
Yeah, where snowbirds is just, you call up like, yo, look, I damaged the car. They'd be like, all right, send the insurance over. Boom. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whereas snowbirds, you can actually kind of finagle. Like, say if you blow a windshield out, you can just stop, pull over, safe flight, come hook you up, put it back on the truck like nothing happened. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's basically what that,
Okay. So if you wanted to get into car hauling right now, like if somebody was, you were advising somebody and they wanted to get into car hauling, like what would you say, like as far as a size hauler to get started, like where should they look? Like where's the opportunity at?
To own and operate or
to own to have your own car hauler, to have your own joint, your own business, where would you say the opportunity is?
I'm gonna keep it real. Don't jump out the gate like that. If you want to get into car hauling, don't jump out the gate like that.
Okay.
They got companies out here that will train you, like Fleet Car, United Road. Car hauling is not, you can't teach it. What I'm saying?
Okay.
You really can't teach it. It's either you got it or you don't. It's a puzzle for sure. I could show someone how to do it, but it's not like you can babysit somebody for a month on car hauling.
Got you.
You grasp it and go. What I'm saying? But I wouldn't recommend nobody just to jump out the gate and do it. At the end of the day, if you're confident enough to do it, teach his own.
Right.
But I wouldn't recommend it because you kill yourself. You mispin a deck, it fall on you, you're done.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it definitely looks dangerous, you know what I'm saying, securing them cars and all that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So look like it ain't for everybody.
No, it's not. One car fall off on the highway while you're going down the road, you don't see it.
Yeah.
Next, you on the news, you don't even know it.
You ever seen anything like that?
So I wouldn't recommend it.
You ever seen anything like that in your time?
I seen videos.
Oh, okay, you never
seen
it.
Videos. Okay. I seen videos. I haven't seen it personally live and direct. Nah, I seen videos.
Okay.
Probably the only thing I probably seen since car hauling. I seen somebody drive off the number one deck straight off, taking the car up to the top.
Yeah.
Drove right off.
Oh man.
But that's because they was rushing.
Right.
Go hit the brakes and slid right off.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Car hauling is wild. It's a wild business.
Okay. All right. So after the call, you said you did that for about a year, right? The car hauling?
No, that was in the beginning.
Okay.
I've been car hauling 8 years strong.
Okay.
But as I was working for, let me start from the beginning. So the box truck job. I had the general freight job, then I went car hauling. I didn't look back after that. I went from different company to different company. Just to get my niche. But as I was doing that, I was building my company on the side.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Cause I already knew what I wanted to do. Like I want to build an empire and a brand. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So as I'm working for different people and making them money, I'm studying like, all right, I'm seeing what they making. I'm writing down like, all right, what's the expenses on this truck? What's the expenses on this truck? Blowouts, everything. I'm writing it down. I'm jotting it down. Just for my own personal information.
Right.
But I rocked out for about 8 years.
Okay.
I grabbed my own. It was just too much. Got rid of it. Went back working for someone else again. And then I used to work for Larix Towing. Great people, man. I got a lot of respect for them.
Okay. Shout to them.
Yeah, they got a Rockaway, New Jersey. Jonathan Larrick, senior and junior. We got Judy, the mom.
Okay.
I rocked with them for 3 years. Then, you know, I have one truck running outside of that, and then I just had to part ways and get back to me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you see my company's Power Push Weight, so I had to get back to my joint. And I just been rocking ever since. You know what I mean? Okay.
Definitely. I was going through your Instagram, just kind of preparing to talk to you, just trying to, you know, see some, you know, what you're about. And I noticed one post you had where you drew a picture of your truck and you had the logo and everything like that. And you had like a vision for your company, right? You know the post you're talking about? Tell me a little bit about that. Talk to me about that.
Well, I could tell you about the company first. Well, I came up with the name Power Push Weight. Man, if anybody that know me, I've been screaming it probably since 08. 06.
Okay. Okay.
Meaning of it, power is knowledge. You know what I'm saying? It pushes your drive, and the weight is all, you know, life struggles are what you're trying to get to.
Okay.
You know what I'm
saying? Got you.
So to make you understand it better is, for you example, you got your business plan to get what you're trying to do, whatever you're trying to do, podcast, whatever you want to do, right?
Right, right,
so
right.
That you got your knowledgeability of it up, right?
Right.
And pushes your drive, like, all right, you know what? I need to really do this. I need to do this. I need to get this done right now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And weight is anybody that tried to stop you or life lesson or life harding, anything that was getting in your way to stop what you're trying to do right now.
Any adversity, you know right.
Anything, you know what right. I'm saying? So basically power push weight means to push through anything that's trying to stop you from doing anything you're doing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's what the meaning of it is.
Dope.
And it's crazy because I got to always explain it because people are like, oh, I don't lift weights or I don't do this. Like, it's deep. You got to look past the actual what it is. You know what I mean?
Right, 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 right.
But, you know, I don't mind keeping explaining it because it fits anybody. I don't care if you're white, Chinese, black,
right,
green, purple, you know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. And I mean, it's actually good when people ask and they get an opportunity for you to explain it because you're kind of pushing the message when you do that. You know what I mean? Exactly. So it gives you an opportunity to kind of elaborate on it and expound on it and it opens the conversation for people to talk about that a little bit more.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but back to the picture, I had my trucks already then, that was basically more of a logo, because I do draw. I did it all, man. I got bullies. I did tattooing, but I draw too.
Okay.
I was just thinking of a logo, like, all right, because, like, I got one on now. I don't know if you can see the back of it. I got my dogs, and I got my the DBK family and the Power Push Weight family on the front.
Okay.
So I was just looking for I don't know if you saw my brand page. So I was just looking for
a shirt. I did.
Yeah, I was looking for a shirt to come up with where I could just sell, you know, just supporting my truck side.
Okay. You
know what I'm saying? So I got, you know, the 386. I got a Volvo. So that's where that picture came to. Because everything you got to do, man, is you got to jot it down and then execute.
You just there you go.
You know, just jump into it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's basically where that picture came from. I drew probably seven of them. to actually put it in the work, and then the final finish is the actual profile picture on my page.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know if you saw it, but if anything, I sent it to you.
Okay.
But yeah, that's where that came from. What else? Yeah, that's about it with that.
Okay. Okay. So right now, currently, you're doing general freight. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on general freight, man. I hate it.
I got you. So tell me
I'm
a little bit.
I'm actually in the process of looking for a 7-car trailer, but yeah, I'm doing freight.
Okay, so you about to jump back into car hailing.
Yeah.
All right, so tell me about your business now.
All right, so basically I run PA, Indiana, Ohio, basically all e-coast.
Okay.
North, south, west, don't matter. Run a lot of paper envelopes, and then I do a lot of broker loads coming back towards PA.
Okay.
That's basically it. Just trying to find a niche in freight. Freight is horrible right now. I don't know if you got a trucking background or.
Yeah. I've been in the game for 20 years. I'm not a driver, but I've been in management for 20 years and I've owned companies and so forth and so on. So, okay, yeah, so it's 100%.
All right, you know that if you look at that on the East Coast right now, there's more trucks than freight.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? So that's a bad thing because there's so many trucks now when they throw load up on the board. They're like piranhas, man. They're going to take it for whatever they can get it for.
Right. You know everybody saying? Cutting each other's throat.
Yeah, man. And it's just dropping the freight cheap, bro. Like cheap. You know what I'm saying? I remember going west. You could probably find a load going west for $1,100. Now it's down to $800, $700, $750. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going across 80. I'm watching all these garbage haulers doing that municipal weight for like $600, $700, man. I'm just like, it's crazy.
Right. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And it's backwards. You know what I'm saying? You're going west for cheap and you come back home for more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I have done it. I have done it just to, you know, stay in the loop a little bit, but it's just, it's got to give.
Got you.
Something got to give.
Got you.
Look at the freight from up north going to Florida. They only want to pay $1,500, $1,850. You lucky if you crack $2,000.
Right. Wow. It's crazy. Man. All right. Well, how many trucks you have?
I got three.
You got three. So you have two employees? Drive one, or how does that work?
I'm driving one. I drive one. I got one driver and another one sitting. My cousin jumping in here and there.
Okay.
I'm actually hiring. But right now it's just, nobody want to drive no more, bro. It's just what it is right now. They're in so high demand. I don't know if you read them articles now. They thinking about letting 18-year-olds behind the wheel.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm actually feeling the demand, but then again, it's like, do I really want to risk everything for somebody's stupidity or something? You know what I mean? Not paying attention. You know, somebody always on the phone or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's cool. I got titles all mine. So
right.
I'm not. I don't owe nobody nothing.
Like you say, all profit.
All profit. Oh, you saw that? Yeah.
All profit. I like that. I like that.
I got a niche in naming trucks. You know what I'm saying? So the green one's all profit. I'm actually still trying to think what I'm gonna name the white Volvo.
Okay.
I might name it pain in the ass, man.
Yeah, that lime green Peterbilt, man. That thing stand out, man.
Yeah, I hate the color, bro. Keep it.
Yo, right. But it stands out. Everybody know you coming when it's like coming down the road.
That's a bad thing.
that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't want to be seen.
You don't want to stand out like that, right?
Nah. Let the company stand out, but. You know, it's crazy when you go past somebody and they call you phone. Like, that was you. Like,
of course. Who else was it?
Or was the driver. Like, I just saw your driver on 80. Like, yeah, no.
Right. So tell me about, like, yeah. Because this is one thing that we haven't really touched on. Like, having guys work for you, you know, like, what's your process when you're looking for drivers, so forth and so on? Like, what do you do?
You look through the lie.
Okay. You look through the lie. I like that. Tell me about that.
That's what it is. Come on, man. Nah, think about it. Everybody, when you go for a job, what you try to do, right? You sell yourself.
Right.
Everyone sells themselves. I've been doing this for this. I've been doing that for that. I've been doing this before you was born.
Yeah.
Job, though. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
A fact.
So I just basically just listen. I honestly let them talk, but they driving got to do most of the talking. You can sell me your whole life story.
Okay.
When I hand you them keys, like, all right, come on, let's go.
Right.
I tell the truth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Here, throw that in the door real quick. And then they start sweating like bullets. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here looking like, what happened?
Yeah.
You know what I'm, you just told me a whole journey of this and that.
Yeah.
Can't throw it in the door real quick for me?
Yeah.
Oh man, I ain't never drive 13 speed or your seat too low, or I ain't never drove a truck with a visor on it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, all right, man. I'll give you a call. you know.
Right, right, right. So do you handle all your own compliance? Like, do you have somebody that does that for
Foley.
You?
I rock with Foley.
Okay.
Yeah, I rock with
so,
Foley.
So they take care of all your compliance, MVRs, keeping up to date with all that for you, making sure that's good. So you pretty much outsource all that.
Well, most of it's in-house, but drug testing. A lot of it's through them. But everything else I handle, I handle.
Okay.
Actually, PA, the state of PA made it more easier now. They don't want routes and all that no more. Just gallons and miles.
Okay.
That's it. And they calculate it and boom, that's done.
Okay.
I mean, 2290, I could do that right off of PATH. So they actually made it easier for us to actually do it ourselves. So that's pretty much it. I use Keep Truck and E-Logs. I got the standard one. They got the other one where they track the miles through states and stuff like that. It's actually easier. We could just print it out.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't trying to put the extra cost out there.
It's like $27, like $23 a month or something like that for the.
Nah, Keep Trucking is. I got the basic model. I think it was $220 or $240 for the year.
For the year, right?
Yeah, for the year. And okay. I think if you get everything with the IFTA and everything, I think it's like four something.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, like I said, you could jot it down on paper, man. You can go old school, just write it down, make it easy for yourself. That's basically. I mean, if you really can't do it, if you had a lot of trucks or whatever, all
right,
cool.
Right.
But, you know, I'm small, man. I can write this down on paper.
Right.
File it, and then when it's time to do it.
Right.
Make it easier.
No, I got you. Yeah, do you find it like do you find it difficult having to manage yourself as a driver and also manage employees as well, or like?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I follow the keep it simple, stupid.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't call them. They call me.
Okay.
You know, I might text them, you know, like, yo, how's it going? What's going on? You all right? Whatever. I can see them on the tracker. You know what I'm saying? Usually they call me, it's a problem.
Okay.
You know, or they'll text me or whatever, and I know it's a problem. But I don't want to be that guy or that boss where it's like, you always haggling your driver. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Right. Micromanage him and all that.
Yeah, yeah. When you give them the keys, let them go.
Right.
Let them have their day, you know. Talk right. to your family, you know, listen to music, whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When there's a problem, call me. Other than that, I shouldn't hear from you. You know what I'm saying? Make it simple.
Got you.
Plus, you know, I'm still small, but you kind of want to learn your people, you know, your drivers and everybody a little bit personally, you know, not just a number, because, you know, some of these big companies are just a number.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you might have a guy that he might like that you call them more or something.
Have
like that
personal
might,
touch.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you might have to call them a little more, like, yo, how's everything or whatever. Talk to them for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, all right, man, let me go handle this or whatever. You know, just to please that person. And you might got guys that don't want to talk to nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I want to listen to my music. All right, cool, brother, do your thing. You
know? Right. How is your retention? Do you find, like, you go through a lot of drivers or, like, you got people that rock with you for a little bit? Like, how is that?
No, I pay pretty good, keep it real.
Right.
But it's just... Well, I'll say it like this. You get somebody that's great, after a while, they go on their own.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't be a hater and stop that.
Right.
You can support it, you know? Like, yo, brother, whatever you need, you know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, even though the next man got their own, they could still help out.
That's a fact.
At the end of the day, everybody's going to need help.
That's a fact. You know what I
mean? Like, right now, what we're building is me and my close friend Kirby, KVC Services,
okay.
And my other man Jeff J-Line. So our niche right now is my man Kirby just bought a flatbed. Jeff got a flatbed. I got the vans, but I'm also looking to get a 7-car.
Right.
And then at the end of the day, we all still won, even though we own our own companies. I'm Power Push Weight. That's KVC Services. That's J-Line, but we all actually do whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Kirby right. know how to car haul. Jeff know how to car haul. We all got that background.
Right.
Jeff is the man with the flatbed. You know what I'm saying? Kirby, optional. He can do whatever. You know what I'm saying? Us three could hook up to whatever. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? So it don't matter what it is.
Yeah.
I got my other man, Scott, Santoro Transport. That's my man for a couple years now. And he's actually older than all of us, but there ain't nothing that he can't do.
Okay.
From oversized, towing, wrecker.
Okay.
Everything. All right, now he's hauling boats. So that's really kind of our go-to guy if we have to jump out the box a little bit.
Yeah.
And he don't mind helping. You know what I'm saying? He don't mind helping. And that's my man.
Okay.
So we basically a team, but we spread out a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Got you. Y'all like the Wu-Tang Clan.
That's the best way to do it, right? Something like that. But, you know, it's kind of like a little hush-hush. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can pick up the phone. Because I can pick up easy. Like right now, say if I do grab a crazy oversized, where I'm like, yo, I don't know.
Right.
I'll call Scott in a heartbeat.
Right.
Yo, I need your handles, bro.
He
might laugh at me, like, ah, you youngin', whatever. You know?
Right.
I know he
but he'll hold back, you down. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Car hauling, that's me all day. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Kirby, Jeff. So, yeah, man, it's just – right now we just trying to build – everybody's trying to build their own empire, but we know we got each other's back. You know what I'm saying? Kirby's my right-hand man. That's my right-hand man. You know what I mean? Anything he need, he know I'm there, and vice versa. So it's just all about right now about building, bro. That's it.
Right.
Building and building. Networking. You know what I'm saying? One thing I've been learning since I've been getting older, man, I used to be a closed shell before. I don't really like talking or dealing with people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I used to be like, you know, people be like, hey, what's going on, man? I'd be like,
sup? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a vibe person too. You know what I'm saying? If I don't like your vibe, I won't talk to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, in the business world, you can't be like that.
Facts.
Because at the end of the day, I'm not doing it intentionally, but it's just how I am.
Right.
But that one person I might not talk to could be my $1 million chance.
That's a fact.
But yeah, just, yo, this network, man, don't be scared to talk to nobody if you want to get out here and do this, man, because you might have a good niche with a company or a broker or whatever, but it ain't gonna last forever. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have multiple income coming from somewhere or somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I would. You never know, man. You just be walking down the street. You know, just say hi to somebody. You never know. Yeah. Man might be a multimillionaire, just a regular dude walking down the block.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Mike can help you out, or you might can help that person out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
Now, that's a fact. And it's funny, again, once you listen to your pops interview, I keep on going back to it. That's exactly what he said as far as the blueprint, like collaborating, you know what I'm saying? Getting together with other people who are in different niches, doing different things and building. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy to hear you say that, because that's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, but you know, we live in a world of haters, man. You know
that, right? Yeah, I kind of get that. I kind of get that.
It's a fact, man. Yeah. I put it like this, man, right? Look at how many people you was cool with. Now, I'm talking to you, right?
Yeah.
Look how many people you was cool with, and they see like, all right, now you're doing a podcast, or you're doing something else, you're doing that.
Yeah.
Just watch how they look at you, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just watch how they look at you. You might get the phone, yo, bro, what's up? You doing your thing.
Right.
I'm watching you.
Right.
Don't like nothing you do.
You know, it's funny, man. I was talking with somebody about that the other day, bro. Like, it's funny how people that you don't even know, you know what I mean, will represent you, will repost you, will share your stuff. You know what I'm saying? Will big you up, will be in your DMs, will shout you to the mountaintops. And the people, like you said, that you grow up with, and your closest people, man, they crickets. You don't hear nothing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's up?
You leave them there.
Yeah.
Leave them at crickets.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. And there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it, bro.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you don't need that in your life, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, guess what? If actually people, friends, actually saw the motivation or the power in the next person, if y'all get together, y'all could build something.
Right.
But you're too busy hating on the next man or whatever it is, and you're going to be stuck while the next man moving.
Right.
And so it's pointless. It's kind of pointless to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got people that will say, yo, the hoodies you came out with is fire. but they ain't never liked one picture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or actually bought something from me. Or, I keep clothing in the car. First thing, yo, let me get a hoodie.
Yeah. Like
$35, fam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Right. Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how you supporting if I'm giving it to you?
That's a fact. That's a fact. And that's really how you see the people that are really supporting you, man. And like I said, the messed up thing is that's gonna come from people you don't even know before it's the people that was your day ones in a lot of cases. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, for sure, man. For sure, because man, it's like a chemical in the brain, man, where it's like nobody wanna see the next man better than the next man when you could actually be that man, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or better.
Or add on, you know what I'm saying?
Network together. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
you know, if your shoe fit, wear it, man.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't like what I'm doing, that's your personal problem.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like right now, I know a couple people that drive that don't have a job, but they rather not work for me because it's me.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No hard feelings. But don't come to me if this sky, whatever. If my mission skyrockets, don't come to me.
Nah, but that's so true, man. And that's just a condition that you know we gotta get ourselves out of, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's because you know if they see you doing good and they're not in a place to where they're secure with themselves. Because the thing is, people who are secure with themselves usually don't act like that. It's usually the ones that don't have nothing going on. You know what I'm saying? For themselves. That's the ones who are the low-key haters and don't want to support you. The ones that you do have, you know, whatever, they support you. Usually they got something going on for themselves too. So they happy to see, you know, you doing well because they doing well. You know what I'm saying? It's like that crab in the barrel type of mentality.
Yeah, for sure. But you know what's great? You know what irks my nerves though is, right? It takes a famous person to do something to get a million people to follow.
Yeah.
Right. It don't have to be positive. It could be all negative.
Right. They're
gonna follow it because you're famous.
Right.
But then you got that one non-famous person in the crowd that's actually got a real plan that can make that whole crowd money.
Yeah.
But they rather follow the person in the spotlight at that moment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
Fast
money ain't always good money.
That's a fact.
I'm not even talking like dirty money. I'm talking about legal fast money ain't always good money because guess what? It's going to dry out.
Right.
And then guess what? That person that was in the spotlight, now they trying to rush the rival for that new itch.
That's a fact.
You got my man over here that's been building for 5-6 years.
That's a fact.
And then when it bloom, it's gone. He take it off.
That's a fact.
Now guess what? The whole crowd looking at him. Yo, whoa.
Yeah.
What was you at? My man was brainstorming, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or he was probably pitching his, you know, selling his pitch.
Yeah.
How many followers you got? Oh, you only got 900 followers. You ain't nobody. My man over here got a million followers. I'm going to rock with him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He got t-shirts.
Right.
I'm rock with him. They $100, but it's Fruit Balloon. But I'm going to say $100. I'm going to buy it because he hot.
Right. Yeah, we've been conditioned to follow these metrics, these numbers, and all that, and think that that's where the value is at. You know what I'm saying? It's go ahead. Yeah, it is sad.
You know what I'm saying? Because check this out. Look at all the upcoming people on Instagram, right?
Right.
They can have a million followers, don't mean they got $1 million.
That's a fact.
Right? They showing you glamorous life. That's what they're trying to get to. I'm not knocking them. That's what they're trying to get to.
Yeah.
But you got all the young kids and older kids, and you got people in their 30s that's really like, yo, he doing it.
Yeah.
But not knowing, yo, when he shut that camera off, he went back to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's always
a process, man. So
yeah.
It's crazy, bro.
And social media doesn't teach you. It teaches you to not want to take the stairs like you was talking about before.
Exactly.
Everybody want instant gratification, want to be on top, you know, next day. You talk to kids now, 11, 12 years old, what they want to be. They want to be YouTubers. They want to be Instagram influencers. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a career path now. You know what I'm saying? And granted, yeah, you can do that, but they got the game messed up. They don't even understand the work that it takes to even do that, because that's consistent posting and work that goes into that they don't even see. They're not even understanding that that's work. You know what I mean?
Yep, exactly, man. Because I got a 14-year-old son, man, and everything – I question everything he want to do. I know it irritates him.
Right.
You know, they got the whole do-rag wave check and all that, right?
Wave check, yeah.
And I see him with a do-rag on, but what you got that on for? And he'll hit me with the, what you mean? You got it on. What you got it on for?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then the times he can't answer me, I will take it off.
Right.
So you tell me what you got it on for. Take it off.
Exactly.
I know it makes him mad, but bro, what are you getting at with it? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Are you doing it because everybody doing it, or are you doing it because you want to? All honestly, and the moral of that is, I'm just waiting for him to tell me that I want to wear it. All right, cool. Now I'll take that because you telling me, no, this is what I want to do.
Right.
But when you give me the all right, we'll take it off then.
Right. That's a fact. Don't be a follower, man. Be a leader. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this day and age is breeding, like a bunch of followers, man. Everybody following the same trends. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And I take that back into trucking, because check this out. Everybody see truck drivers or owners, they swear there's a lot of money in it.
Mm-hmm.
If this ain't your niche, this ain't for you, player.
Mm.
If this ain't – trucking is not your niche. You can try it out. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, use it as a backup plan or whatever. But if you behind the wheel and you hate it, you literally hate your job.
Yeah.
It ain't for you. Dude, there's people out here that's like that, though.
Yeah.
Look at people in the truck stops that's walking around grumpy. I got to drive another 500 miles, whatever, which ain't nothing.
Right.
They hate it.
Right.
Why are you still doing it? You know what I'm saying? At the end of the year, everybody got to make their money, man. But as I'm getting older, man, It's follow what making you happy and follow your path, man. Because you don't want to build something and you ain't happy with it.
Right.
That's a terrible feeling, bro.
Nah, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
And all you doing is wasting time. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody in their 30s, or I say 27s and 30s, that's the time to start getting your life right.
Because
after that, dude, I want to retire when I'm 40.
Right.
I'm only 33.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I want to retire. By the time I hit 40, 45, I'm not trying to work hard for nothing.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I'm putting work in now. You know
what
I'm saying? Sleepless hours and all that. I'm 33 with two bags under my eyes, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
Put it in now, man. That's all.
That's a fact. But so
you got to find your niche, man.
So what's your idea of happiness, man? Like, what's happiness for you?
All truthfulness, man, I'm actually doing one of my dreams, and that's was driving, so that makes me happy. You know what I'm saying? It's not a day that I'm like, I gotta get up to go to work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I get up, do what I gotta do, start my truck up, let it warm up, do my little pre-trip or whatever, and I get to doing what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That and watching my kids grow up different the way I did. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, my pops had his story. You get what I'm saying? My mom's had hers. No shade to them, but they ain't really give me the blueprint. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I built my own blueprint.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Okay. As a man,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's no shade to them.
Not at all.
At the end of the day, I found my niche, you know what I'm saying, and I'm running with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like at the end of the day, they probably could have passed me some jewels to run with, and I learned a lot of life decisions from how I grew up, you know what I'm saying, on both sides of this stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I could just leave it at that, whereas I could see they faults, and I'm like, all right, you know what? I ain't going that way.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
I can't say like, oh, I'm not going to treat my – I'll never treat my kids the way my parents did that, because at the end of the day, that – you can say that, but it always falls in line. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know how parents be like, you're going to see he's you. You know what I mean? Like, your kid is you.
Right.
You might see a little trace like, oh, snap.
Right.
What? Right.
Yeah.
You know, like I grew up in the city area. I'm in PA now, man. My kids is growing up in the woods. So it's different. You know what I'm saying? I see the effect of both sides. Keep it real. You know, you can always try to run from the problem, man, but then you run into unknown problems. And I mean by that is, all right, you know, in the hood, there's always weed, you know, all little different drugs, pills and all that.
Right.
When you get up here to the other side, where you think it's glamorous and you got the big house and all that.
Yeah.
You know, but these little jokers is on pills and
meth and all that.
And you're right. Like, yo.
Right. And your children could be exposed to that same thing in just a whole nother way. You know what I'm saying?
The only difference still, it's crazy. The only difference between here and the hood is my kids can go outside front and play or out back and play.
Right.
And I ain't got to worry about them.
Right.
That's the only difference. But the drugs is always the same. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of more of a life tutorial too, because one, I got a light-skinned son. I got a dark-skinned daughter.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Now, I got two different trials I got to deal with.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
My son, I got mixed babies. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got my wife's Puerto Rican. So,
okay.
My son, light-skinned, in the beginning, I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay.
My daughters. I'm Puerto Rican too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got straight hair, but she not knowing, you know what I'm saying? Her grandmother got straight hair. Her auntie's got straight hair. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Straight curly hair.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I always try to instill, like, look, y'all black first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You are what your father is. That's what the scientifically fact.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're black and Puerto Rican. So my son's getting it. My daughter's still like, my hair like mommy's. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a lot, man, growing up, man. There's no book to life. And life, you're going to keep learning. I don't care how old you is.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's a fact. I keep on going back to like me talking to your pops, because I just now talked to him last week. But it's interesting, like, you know, nobody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely see that foundational wisdom that he has in you. You know what I'm saying? Like you got that. So it's like, it's like I can see it got passed down. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to be cut from a certain cloth to think a certain way. You know what I mean? Everybody, you just don't. That's like inherent. You know what I mean? You just to have that kind of mindset that you have, to want to be an owner, to want to have your own, to want to build that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you know what too though, bro? Really? It's that, but I have my struggle, bro.
You know what
I'm saying? I could take you back, because, and this is before everything. Not to get too crazy personal, but you know, back in the day when I was 18, 19, it was just me and my wife, bro.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't always have somewhere to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We bounced from someone's crib. My boy TJ's, we lived in his living room for a while. I used to have a decked out van, E-Caroline 350, TV in this system, crazy.
Okay.
There's times we slept in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With my son.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We slept in one of her friend's mom's basements. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got my life struggle where I know where I ain't going back to.
Mm.
You
right.
Get what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, there's people like, oh, you crazy. Just call your parents. You know what I'm saying? Call your parents, do this. Nah, I ain't doing that.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
Just because of life situations or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't commend my pops, though, because he know the difference between me personally when I want something and I really need it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, yo, I'm a business owner, right? I make money.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. I ain't sure. I make money.
Right.
But I just had three crazy breakdowns. Then this accident. I hit him. He's the only person I hit. I need to borrow $900.
Right.
He didn't even hesitate.
There you go. There you go.
You know what I'm saying? And his exact words was, everybody needs somebody.
Man, tell me about it. That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just what it is. And it's shocking because it's like, no, you know, even though I'm doing good, and I know the trials and tribulations of what we do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's just like, damn, yo, I had to borrow money real quick. It's crazy. It kind of gave me a reality check. Like,
right.
All right, you know, like, all right, I'm doing good, but I need to step my game up a little more.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying, even though I appreciate the loan.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that no more, bro.
No doubt. I dig it.
So, man, I know you hear this. Appreciate it, Pops, but
yeah, No doubt.
Hope is my last.
Hope is the last time.
Yeah, no man, doubt. Cause it's I don't know, man. It's just I got a lot of pride in what I do, bro. You know what I'm saying? And just from me growing up and then having kids and just knowing the real struggle, bro, I fight it every day. Mm. I fight it every day. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And it just drives me harder to keep trucking and keep building my brand. I'm not even gonna say a trucking company because I'm trying to build a brand, as you see.
Yeah.
I got the brand, so it's a brand, man. It's a power push weight movement.
Yeah. And talk about a little bit about that, man. Let's get into the brand because the apparel definitely looks dope, like aesthetically. It's fly.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm definitely gonna pick up a piece of hoodie or something.
No, I got you. That's a gift for me.
I went on the website today. And you said you was working on the website.
Yeah, working on it. Yeah,
I was gonna grab a piece right off the bat, man, just to show love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm working on it because I'm trying to gravitate. Because before I had the trucking and the apparel split when it was really one.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When I started the company, it was really one, but in the networking world, people's like, oh, you're over the place. You got trucking here. You got clothes here. What are you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
I had split it.
I had split it for a second just so people can realize, like, all right, Power Push Weight is the trucks.
Right.
But it's an apparel company too online.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Because all it is my name on clothes. You know what I'm saying? In a stylish way, but with a meaning, it's a powerful meaning to it.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, if you wear a Power Push Weight hoodie, don't think, oh, yo, it's a Power Push Weight hoodie. It's a trucking company. Nah, man, it's a Power Push Weight hoodie. You wearing it because, yo, I'm going through something, but I need to fight through what I'm getting through. You know what I'm saying? You look down, you see it, Power Push Weight, like, ah, you know what? Let me get to it.
Yeah.
But now, while I'm building the website, I'm bringing it back together. Because now, pretty soon, you're going to start seeing me wearing – it's basically I'm bringing streetwear to trucking. So you're going to see me taking pictures with – my apparel on with my trucks, you know what I'm saying, and so forth, you know, and I'm going to bring models in and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I'm just going to incorporate the clothing with the truck. So I haven't seen it done. You know, people do it, you know, they'll get flyware, you know, with their stuff with their trucks, but I'm actually merging one together because my goal is to have a storefront where I can actually park my trucks out back or on the side. But if you do come into my office and we talk, I will have apparel out front.
Okay.
Whereas we could talk, chop it up. You could talk to me, and you could buy a shirt, hoodie, sweatsuit, jacket, hat.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Okay. That's my vision. You know what I mean?
Talking about networking, man, there's a good brother. He was on the podcast, Damian Blackman, Jada Trucking Empire. By any chance, you ever seen him on the gram?
Yeah, I scrolled through it a little bit. I seen it. Something with Get Rich.
He has an apparel brand too. I think you should connect with him, man. Y'all should connect because y'all like-minded. You know what I'm saying? He's out in Toronto, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. Definitely follow him and y'all connect and build, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing similar things on different sides of the globe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he in Canada, yeah. Nah, the only podcast I heard was, I think it was your man's from Philly, I think.
Okay, Dante Dean.
Yeah.
Check out Jada's joint when you get a chance, but connect with him on the gram, though. I'm gonna definitely shoot him a message and tell him to connect with you, because like I said, y'all like-minded, and he's also doing the same thing, so maybe y'all could, you know, connect and figure out some things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man, that'd be dope, because, you know, it's different. It's definitely different.
Definitely,
you
know what I mean? Different, 100%.
At the end of the day, you know, we like to work, we like to dress, we like the style, you know what I'm saying?
It's
I'm incorporated the one. I think it'd be crazy.
Yeah. Nah, for sure. Crazy. And I like the fact that, you know what I'm saying, the trucking is becoming like, you know, like y'all are trucking rock stars now, man. You know what I'm saying? Like the trucking has become the thing is this, it's like becoming something to where like people can look to it and say, you know, this is something I want to do. Like y'all shedding light on the industry is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? To whereas, you know, a long time ago, there wasn't really a lot of light shed on the industry for, especially for young black men and all that, because their perception of who a truck driver was wasn't really then. You know what I'm saying?
So by y'all doing,
there you go, Billy Bob or whatever, his pants falling off and all of that, shirt, tough stomach falling out of his shirt. You know what I mean? So by y'all doing that, getting fly, trucking, using those aesthetics, it attracts more people to the industry. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a good thing all the way around, man. It's just shedding a new different light. You know what I mean?
For sure.
I like that. I think that's really dope.
Well, to me personally, I think it's more of a cleaner look too. If you're just bumping docks, there's no reason you jump out your truck looking crazy.
Right.
But at the name for me, it's a whole because you know drivers that drive for me hop out the truck. All right, open on the door. You got a decent power push weight hoodie on or shirt or whatever. You looking a decent way. It's just that vision and that look. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all connect to one.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like you see the name. All right, power push weight on the truck. All right, dang. He just jumped out of the truck with a dope power push weight hoodie on, with nice sweatpants, with a hat. And they're like, all right, well, what the hell going on here?
But you know what I'm saying?
Yo, that's my uniform.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's just a clean vision of what you can do, you know? Ain't no point of coming out the truck. You got a cheeseburger stain on your shirt. You know what I'm saying? Ripped jeans, untied shoes. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So, you know, I'm not saying I require a uniform, but at the end of the day, you drive for me. All right, here, bro. Yeah, take a couple hoodies, take a couple shirts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look presentable at least.
Got you.
In a different way.
No doubt. Bringing something new to the game.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. So I always like to ask, you know, projections. Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I mean, I know you was talking about you got your guys, you got the conglomerate going on. Where do you see Power Push Weight in 5 years?
I don't think that far ahead, bro.
Okay. Nah, I respect that.
There's no point to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, 5 years, I could say, yo, I'm trying to have 10, you know, I'm trying to have 30 trucks, 40 trucks, and I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Life always changes, bro. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I tell everybody, don't look that far ahead. Do 6 months from now. Knock that goal out.
Okay.
All right, knock that one out. Do another 6 months. What you going to do in that 6 months?
You know what I'm saying?
Or do a year plan. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
A year plan is long. You know that.
That's a fact. A lot could change in a year, bro. A lot could change.
Yeah, I want everybody be like, yo, by next year, I want to do this. I'm going to be killing this. I'm going to have this. Guess what they do that year? Yo, man. Yo, it didn't happen that way. You know, I bet. It ain't about no 5-year plan with me, man, or 10-year plan with me. Like I said, the way the business is going right now, it ain't looking too well, you know what I'm saying? So, all I can do is take it day by day right now. I know my quarterly duties. I know each truck needs to make $5,000. The driver get paid good, fuel, tolls. Well, we try to go around those for now.
Okay.
And we just keep on rocking from there, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we take it day by day. You know, I got plans where it's like, all right, you know, I want the brand to go more. I want the website to cluck. You know what I'm saying? Whereas I'm going to need more help with that, where the orders start coming in like crazy.
Right.
If I'm on a roll, who's shipping? You know what I'm
saying? Right. That's a fact.
It's a lot to it, man. That's why I don't try to think that far out the box of a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan, man.
Got you.
You never know what can happen in between, you know?
Got you. Well, get an audience some parting words, man. Leave them with a jewel. Leave them with a little something for me, and then also plug your social media so everybody knows where they could follow you and where they could connect with you.
for my trucking page. It's power underscore push underscore weight underscore LLC. My brand page is power underscore push underscore weight underscore brand. And then my just little personal page where I just be throwing stuff up is James underscore L underscore Boyd. A jewel to lead the people with, man. Be yourself, find your niche, and be great at it.
You know what I'm saying? That's dope.
Because if you ain't in your niche and you don't want to be great at what you're doing, you're wasting your time, man.
That's a fact.
And one thing I learned too, after 25, these years got the rolling, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yo, these years, look, the year almost done, bro.
It's a fact. You see them those memes where they like, yo, we almost 2019, we almost in 2020, right? Yo, yeah, and they was like, they were saying we 6 months till 2020. Now we 4 months till 2020.
Exactly, bro.
And that was like 2 days they was posting that meme. You know what I mean?
And yo, get your naps in, B. For real, get your naps in, yo. Mommy, like, yo, go take a nap. I don't want to. Yo, get your naps in, fam.
Wow.
You hit 30, you want a nap, man. Especially if you in, you know, owner side, you want a nap.
That's a fact. That's a
definitely
fact.
You want a nap.
Well, yo, man, listen, man. Thank you for joining me, man. I know you had a lot going on today, man, and I appreciate it. You dropped a lot of jewels today, man, and you just kept it real, man. You kept it 100. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this show is about, man. Just giving different perspectives to, you know, people understand this business and just understand life in general, man.
Yeah, honestly, man, it start with life, bro. It start with life first. Everything else follow.
Right.
You gotta cruddy life. You gonna have a cruddy business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's I really preach. Find your niche. Find what you love. And be great at it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're not, you frauding.
That's a fact.
Or you're just going to be miserable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's basically what it is.
No doubt.
It ain't rocket science.
Yes, sir. All right, my brother. Well, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for your time. We done ran up about an hour and 15 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, anytime, bro. Anytime, man.
And, you know, and I'm gonna definitely stay connected and watch your journey. See how we could build together and, you know, help each other out, man.
Oh yeah. I definitely got more to come, man. Look, if you see right there, I got all that in that back corner over there. I got to deal with.
Okay.
It's a lot going on. Yeah, man. Let's not do 5 years. See me in about 8 months.
That's a fact. You know I got you. No.
If I ain't doing nothing different in 8 months, but yo, bro, you slacking.
No doubt. Yo, I'll tell you that. I'm the one to tell you that too, man. So don't give me that license, because I'll definitely be the one.
Nah, then I'm gonna hold you on it, because if I know I'm slacking, then if you don't tell me, then I'm like, yo, bro, why you lying to me?
No doubt. That's a bet.
All right, bet.
My brother, sure. Man. Have a good night, man. Be safe.
All peace, bro.
All right, take care.
All right, man.
Later. If you like what you heard, it's only going to get better. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a comment. Let us know what you want to learn or hear more about. Till next time, love is love. Truck and hustle.